On customer service, my name is Pam. How can I help you?
Hi, Pam. My name is Norma Ertz, and I was just talking with another girl at customer service, and there's a charge on our January statement, our Visa account, and apparently there was one that we didn't catch in December, but one charge is for $49.97, the other for $7 and some change. And so she was going to cancel our account because we don't remember anything about this purchase.
All right. Can I get your first and last name?
Norma, and the last name is Ertz, U-R-T-Z.
Yes, ma'am. I did find an account matching your name. Can you verify your address for me?
524 Southridge Drive, Bedford, Indiana, 47421.
Yes, ma'am. It was for the free gift Ultra Bar, but she did get it canceled. It's canceled, and you won't be charged any further.
Okay, but what about this $49.97 charge?
Yes, ma'am. That was for the free gift, and it does advise you that if you don't cancel within 48 hours, that you'll be charged that. What we can do as a courtesy, and I'm not supposed to do this, but we can get you a 35% refund back to the account, and it's canceled, and you won't get charged any further.
Okay. Well, if you can do that, we'll appreciate it.
All right. Well, we do. Give me 1 second, and we'll get that took care of, okay?
Okay. So I'm wondering, would this have anything to do with, like, they wanted us to, we had a free gift, and we just had to pay the shipping. And so that must have been that December charge, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Then they charged us for the value of the gift in January, must be.
No, they didn't charge you for the value of the gift. We charged you for the membership to the online gadget store.
Oh,
but you're canceled now,
okay.
And we've got that 35% refunded. You won't get charged anything else, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.